Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what
Welcome
I
back.
Need.
23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Check those out. Use them to your advantage. I hope you'll check out the big website, because that's where the newsletter is, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The newsletter, my blog, archives, thousands, tens of thousands of archives of past interviews, with many of them evergreen, things you can learn forever. There's an article in there, for example, on how to negotiate a commercial lease that I wrote years ago. There's an audio in there about that too. People just continue to use that over and over and over again. And there are many, many more like that. So hopefully you use our website to your advantage. It's all free, all paid for by me and my sponsors. So I hope you enjoy it and use it to your advantage. Also, the book website, ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll buy my book, but if you don't, you can still find out more about what I think, what my thoughts are on the age of the customer. You can read those on the main website, but also there's a lot of information there on the book website. So I just want you to get smarter. I just want you to get better. I just want you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if that means you do it without spending a nickel, that's just fine with me. So speaking of helping you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, I want you to imagine, and I don't want to get too melodramatic here, but folks, you just heard me talk about in this last segment about my concern about what's going on with giving away ICANN. ICANN is the last part of governance of the internet that the United States has control over. Even though we've had control over it, all that means is we've had ownership of it. We own it. We currently still own it. But it's being governed by a corporation that we don't mess with. We leave them alone. We let them do it the way they want to. But we've always been able, if we had to, if some other bad actor around the world tried to influence the internet in a bad way, this was a critical piece of governance that we could always pull back and straighten things out. Well, as of October 1st, if things go as they're planned, we won't be able to do that, because we will no longer own the control of the assigned names and numbers. That will be a global stakeholder, a body of global stakeholders that are not much unlike the other governance part of the internet, but still the most benevolent and the most honest broker in the world, the United States of America, will no longer be able to directly influence the how the internet goes. So if you make your living on the internet, if you are like me, you believe the internet is important to commerce and even to our national security. And if you don't want some other country trying to tell you and me what we can do on the internet, then you'll be as concerned about what's about to happen as I am. There are people in Congress who are trying to slow this thing down. And by the way, let me tell you how it came to pass. And this is not a partisan statement I'm making here. This came to me from people who are part of the transition. They know why this happened. When Edward Snowden did his revelation, he did his hacking and revealed all the things that we were doing, like the United States was spying on Germany and other people. In response to that, without being asked to do it, in response to that, President Obama said, "Well, I'll just release ICANN. I'll just give away ICANN." That was his way of getting out from under the heat. And that's what he did. And that's where we are. And we've been fighting it. Many of us have been fighting it. Some have been trying to make it. Our friend Steve DiBianco gave up fighting it, realized it was a fait accompli, and started making it where the transition was as solid as possible. And I think he and others have done that. My hat's off to them for making lemonade out of lemons, to putting lipstick on this pig, so to speak. But it's still a pig. And so this is a really, in my opinion, and the opinion of many others, this is something, it's not, it, you know what, it may never be dangerous, but it exposes the potential to be dangerous. Whereas before, we didn't have to worry about that, because the country that invented the internet, the United States of America, and then gave it to the world, well, at least had some control, some level of control over governance. Just like in the UN, you know, the United States just has one vote in the Security Council. You know, we get pushed around all the time at the UN, all the time. And so what if the UN winds up with the governing the internet? And I'll tell you something, folks, that is not beyond the realm of possibility. 5 to 10 years, that could be the case. And I don't want to see what that happen if it happens like that. So you might want to check with your delegation, your congressional delegation, and see what they're up to. There are some people who are trying to stop it in Congress right now. So you might want to check on that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after these messages. 29 after. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.